All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Once in a Lifetime, so let's get started. So we're going to go find her. Did she go back to the motel? I should go take a look. Maybe she went upstairs. If the motel clerk catches us and calls the police, we'll have a problem. That's the last thing we need, being arrested. There she is. What's she doing? Is she spying on someone? Good evening, Aiko. Are you trying to see if someone's having sex in any of the rooms? What? What are you talking about? Well, you were looking through the window. This is a roadside motel. We all know what people come to do in places like this. And wouldn't be the first time you turn into a bit of a voyeur. I'm starting to think you're into that stuff. What? Ha ha ha. That has to be the dumbest nonsense I've ever heard. Aha, if that's so, why do you seem so nervous all of a sudden? Nervous? I'm not nervous. Wait, did you hear that? What, the car? Yeah, someone just pulled up. So what? Must be the people who rented the room. I don't like this. I got a bad feeling. Do you think it could be someone from the Sons of Astaroth? I don't know. What if they followed us? Oh fuck, they're coming up the stairs. What do we do? Hide in one of the rooms. Hurry! Which one? I don't know. Look for one that's open. Oh shit. This has to be the room that the clerk mentioned. What do we do now? Let's hide in the bathroom. I hope they didn't see us. Do you think they're following us? Do you think they were sent to find us? I don't know, but better safe than sorry. Do we have a plan in case that... Shh, they're here. Don't make any noise. Oh, you're here. Of course, I never miss my appointments. Is the stock the same as the last time? The very same, top quality. All comes from that Japanese guy who controls the Eastern market. Oh, yes, I remember. The travel agent. Yeah, it's pure. Of course it is. Looks like they're just smuggling drugs. They don't work for Astaroth, nor are they looking for us. Thank goodness I was worried for Lauren and Judy. Why is he still covering my mouth? It's not like I was about to start screaming if he wasn't. If I wanted, I could overpower him easily. Although, he's quite strong, not gonna lie. Maybe it wouldn't be so easy. He's got strong arms. Well, why is this whole thing turning me on? What the fuck is wrong with you, Aiko? Well, it's a done deal. Do you want anything else? Nah, I'm good. Then let's go get a beer. They don't have shit in this motel, but there's a bar a couple of miles up ahead. Sweet, let's go. Okay, they're gone. They were just some small-time dealers. No need to worry about them. Oh shit, sorry Aiko, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Damn! We always end up in trouble, don't we? Haha, yeah, you do seem to have a bit of a knack for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Good thing I was here to protect you. Haha, what? Okay, that was funny. Protect me from those wimps? I could have handled this myself, thank you. I don't know, you seem pretty defenseless back there. Well, that's because I didn't want to break your illusion of being the alpha male. Nah, you know I could beat you in a fight. You told me yourself I was a great fighter when we were in Japan, in the dojo. Aha, we both know I held myself back. During real training, you wouldn't last a minute. Oh, you think so? You want to bet on that? Aha, I know what kind of training you're thinking about. And let me assure you, you wouldn't last a minute. I get the feeling you keep underestimating me. Either that, or you're afraid of losing. Ha ha ha, so that's how it is, huh? You really want to prove you could last during an intense training session, don't you? Oh yes, I've been looking forward to it since the first kick you gave me. Alright, tough guy. Lie on the bed and take off your clothes. Let's see what you got. Are you sure you want to do this? It's your last chance to back out. Oh, I assure you, nothing in the world would make me change my mind. Okay, then. So, you used to do this kind of training often back in Japan? Undoing her shirt. Oh, no, not really. We were trained in various disciplines, 8 martial arts, 5 types of bladed weapons, and we were told that we should use all our resources in a life or death situation. Interesting. But, well, both the academy and the dojo were exclusively for girls, so we could never put it into practice. Very interesting. I've always been a very reserved person, but you came, opened my eyes, and helped me without expecting anything in return. I can't help being grateful. Oh God, Aiko, you're perfect. I need you to be mine. What's she saying? What do you mean, mine? I'm the one in charge here, haha. Oh really? Of course. You're used to ruling the roost, aren't you? Well, I wouldn't say that. Oh yes, you are. But not this time. Oh my God. I'm gonna make you come touching you only with my foot. Maybe this way you'll realize how weak you really are. Oh Jesus. Your heart is a rock, huh? How could I not be? You're driving me insane, Aiko. Huh. This will be a lesson you'll never forget. Oh my God. Is everything okay down there, Grim? Yes. You have very skillful feet. Of course I do. Ah, you're having fun, huh? Oh yes, you don't know how much. I've been waiting for this moment. Your cock feels big and warm. Ah, time to shift second gear. Oh yes, keep going, Aiko. Holy shit! Oh, fuck! It's like fucking Ninja Gaiden running there she's doing. Aiko, all good? You need a break? No, not at all. I love seeing your tits bouncing from here. They're perfect. I could spend the whole day like this. Yeah, I bet you could. You're talking too much, you know. Yeah, I usually do. Well then, looks like I'm gonna have to try a bit harder. Oh, I thought you were gonna give up already. Ha ha. Oh, not at all. The training just started. Good view? Oh God, Aiko, show me that ass of yours. Do you want to see it? Yes! Oh my God, do you want to touch it? Oh fuck, yes I do. Do you want to fuck me? Oh my fucking God, I'm gonna fuck you so hard I'll split you in half. Ah, that's where you're wrong. Whoa! You seem to have forgotten this is your training. If anything, oh shit. I'm remembering a scene from Rant 6 now, guys. Where Rance is like, oh yeah, we're gonna, oh no, you're not. I'm fucking you. It's like, oh shit. If anything, I'm the one who's gonna fuck you. So, bring me that big cock of yours, tough boy, and show me what you're capable of. Oh my God, I'm finally gonna fuck Aiko. Ah. Yeah, she seems to be enjoying it. Oh, God. Yep. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, Aiko. You're wet as fuck. For just a training session, I can tell you are looking forward to this. Oh, my God. This feels even better than I thought. It's not even close to when I touch myself. Squealing. You okay, Aiko? If you want, we can stop. Just shut up. You'll see now. Oh, yeah. Oh, almost Kool-Aid, man. I don't need to stop. I can continue as long as I want. Squealing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Ah! Falling over you. Oh God. Oh damn. Jesus. That was... Wow. Did you come already? Aiko? Yeah, I did. Aha, that's good. Don't be ashamed. I know, it's just... Holy shit, I couldn't resist any longer. I've been waiting for this moment to come for so long that... Fuck, I'm exhausted. Don't worry, baby girl. I guess it's my turn to take the lead. What? I have a lot of energy left. Just relax and enjoy. Okay. You wanna come again? Yes. So you wanna be fucked now? Yes. What? I didn't hear you. I wanna be fucked. I want you to fuck me. Good girl. Yeah. Oh, fuck, Grim. It's huge. Ah. Oh, my God, Grim. Oh, Aiko. This is incredible. Your pussy feels amazing. Fuck me. Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me harder. Break me. All right, ninja girl. Faster, I say. Yeah, don't stop. Keep fucking me. Oh my fucking god. I can't believe how good her pussy feels. She's so wet, but also so tight. You know, things we usually like in a vagina. Wet and tight. Wow, amazing. Oh my god, Grim, your dick is too big. You're going to tear me apart. Isn't this what you wanted? Biting her lip. Yes. You're so deep inside me. I know. Ah, fuck. We should have done this long ago. The first day we met. We still have plenty of time for more. Ah, faster. Faster? Yeah. Wow! She is really getting a workout now. Good lord, it's like a washing machine. Or a piston. I mean, damn! That's like a freaking robot. Oh my god, Aiko! Like, when she comes, it's gonna be just like a river. It's gonna be like... It's gonna flood the whole damn... area. Did it rain in here? I'm... coming again! It's gonna be like a fire hose. Ah! Me too, babe! You've taken me to the limit! Yeah, what the heck? Pulling her hair. Ah! Oh my fucking god. Jesus, you filled me up. Sorry. No, that's okay. I love how it feels. Wow. Jesus Christ, I can't feel my arms. Yeah, I bet you can't. I've never seen somebody fuck that damn fast. I mean, that was like a machine. It's like... It's a fucking piston. I've seen machines, you know, I've worked around machines. I've seen them go that fast. I wasn't expecting you to last that long the second time. That was the best feeling I've ever felt in my entire life. Yeah, I'll bet. Shit. It was like being fucked by RoboCop. Yeah, it was crazy. It was amazing. God, we have to repeat this again another day. We should go back to the van. We're late. Don't even think about telling anything to Lauren or Judy. Yeah, of course. Let's go. Well, all good? Far better than good, I'd say. I agree. I tell you, it's gonna look like it fucking rained when the dealer... Hey, where the hell is this place all wet? I agree. Okay then, time to go. Hey there. Lauren, are you awake? Yeah, I just woke up. What are you two up to? Nothing. Grim stopped for a moment to put gas in the van. We were about to get going again. Okay, cool. Can I join you guys up front? I'm not sleepy anymore. Of course you can. Let's go. What time is it? 2:16 in the morning. Oh shit, it's late. Let's go. A few days later. And without realizing it, the week's almost over. No word from Asmodeus, but he said he'd contact us tomorrow. Okay. Content warning for those watching the stream. Apparently some of this shit gets rough, and I don't know if I'm on that path or not. But if I am, I'm warning ya. It might get a little rough. The grimoire is still hidden in the attic. We can't do much more for now. I still can't process that our lives could soon drastically change forever. If we can manage to defeat Astaroth and what Asmodeus said is true, we'll have to flee the country for a while. I'll have to run away from Dad. If he's a son of Astaroth, it'll be too dangerous. And to top it off, there's still a few weeks left of school, so I won't be able to graduate in time. Neither I nor Lauren and Judy. Ah, what a mess we've gotten ourselves into. I feel bad for dragging them into this, but they've always been so supportive. I'm so lucky to have them. Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson. See you tomorrow, Jim. Aiko, I wanted to congratulate you on how well you've adapted. Coming from another country must not be easy, but you managed very well. Oliver seems to be having a harder time. Thank you, Miss Wilson. Can I ask you what school you were going to before? Aikikai Girls Academy. Or Aikikai Girls Academy. I've never heard of it. But seeing your abilities, I guess it must be good. Well, I don't know, but I prefer being here. I like the people I know here by far. That's good to hear. Well, I won't keep you any longer. Have a good weekend. Thank you, you too. Hey there, Grim. Hey, Aiko, any plans for today? Yeah, I discovered there's a martial arts dojo 30 minutes away by train. I'm gonna go check on their level. Ah, so you're gonna kick some asses. Ha, well, probably. But if they're good enough, I might join it. Alright, sounds good. Remember, tomorrow we're meeting Asmodeus, the moment of truth. Sure, I'm free all day tomorrow. Okay then, I'll see you later. Take care. Later. Well, well, well. What are you up to, girl? Any plans for the weekend? Well, as a matter of fact, yeah, I had something in mind for tonight. Oh, nice. I was thinking of inviting some friends to my place to have a few drinks. We're close to graduating, so this could be our way of saying goodbye to school. We're not gonna have a big party like last time, though. It'll only be for a few friends. Interesting. And those friends, are they your usual group? Tom, Jason, and Olivia? Yes, but maybe this time I can invite someone else. I could really use this to relax a little. Oh, I'd gladly accept the invitation. Great! It's at another one of my father's houses. Larian Street. 12. 9:30 p.m. I don't know what the 12 means there. Knock on the back door when you get there, and wear some nice clothes. Moloch. Oh, and your father doesn't mind? Nah. He's been away from home more than usual lately, which is saying something. He won't even know we were there. Alright then, sounds good. This is an obvious trap, guys, and he doesn't even realize it. Then, I'll see you tonight, I guess. Yeah, I'll be waiting. See you later, Grim. Later, Jazz. Sounds like a good plan. I should buy myself a new shirt. Hey, bro! Hey, girls. How was your day? Great. I got an A in math. Nice. Congrats, Judy. Thanks, and apart from that, today has been uneventful. It's been pretty uneventful. You? Well, I just talked to Jasmine. She's inviting some friends from class to her place tonight. What, tonight? But tomorrow's an important day. We have to talk to Asmodeus and decide what we're gonna do. Yeah, but We can't waste our time like that. We need to be prepared. No parties. Okay, I guess you're right. I'll send her a message. I don't know what I was thinking. Sorry, girls. I guess I'll go home. Okay, then. I'll meet you at home. See you later. Bye, Judy. Oh, before you leave, can I ask you a favor? Can you go to Carly's store to give these keys to my mom? Keys? Yeah, she left them at home and asked me to bring them to her after school. But I have a date with Oliver, so... Oliver? Really? That fucking prick? Sure, I'll go, don't worry. Great, thank you. I owe you one. Okay then, I'll see you later at home. Sure. Bye. Well, I guess I should go to that Carly store and take the keys to Carla. After that, I'll go home and play that game I downloaded yesterday. It looked promising. Ah, I love Fridays. Gonna have a little snack on the way. Hardly eaten all day, I'm starving. You're gonna eat a Coke? I mean, you can do that. You can, you know, freeze it. And you'll have, like, Coke slush that you can kind of eat. No! Jack? Ah, no need to thank me, Grim. You saved my life once, and now I shall do the same for you. My life? Was there anything wrong with that soda? I'm afraid so. It was poisoned. Poisoned? Yeah. Poisoned with sugar and artificial additives. Ah, we only have one body, so we need to protect it throughout our lifetime. Remember, Grim, your body can stand anything. It's your mind that sets your limits. Excellent. I see you remember my teachings. I'm very proud of you. Maybe someday you can join our group of warriors. Yeah, maybe someday. In the meantime, I'm content to see you're happy. How could I not be? I've reached the pinnacle of so-called evolution, Grim. Jack! Oh no, it's that woman again. It was nice talking to you, friend, but we must go. Sure, take care, buddy. Alright, warriors, time to run. You already know it's not easy to ditch that woman. Let's go. Jack, you can't run away from me. I can smell you. I'll always follow you. I love you. What the fuck? If that girl keeps chasing Jack like that, she's gonna end up as fit as him. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, the store. Let's go. A few minutes later. I think this is the place. Huh, a lingerie store. Interesting. And they have cool music. There's only women and a few husbands in here. I hope I don't look like a weirdo. I don't see Carla anywhere. Did she leave already, or maybe she hasn't arrived yet? I'll ask the sales girl. Hi, sorry to bother you, but can I ask you a question? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. We don't sell menswear. What? Oh, no, it's not that. Oh, so you like to wear women's clothing. Don't worry, that's more common than you may imagine. It's not that either.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
It's not that either. Listen, I'm looking for... Oh, I understand. You're a woman. I'm sorry, I'm still not used to these new times. Whoa, let me tell you, they did an excellent job. It almost doesn't show on you. What? It's not that. And what do you mean by almost? I'm looking for someone. I don't know if she's in the shop. Oh, haha. You should ask Alice in checkouts. Top floor on the right. Thank you. Okay, excuse me, miss. I'm looking for... Hello, sweetie. I'm sorry, but I'm busy with another client right now. Please wait for your turn. Okay. Alright, your order is ready, sir. I'll go to the warehouse to get it. Be right back. He's wearing an illusion shirt. The fuck is wrong with that guy? Why is he looking at me like that? His face looks familiar. Have I seen him somewhere else? Alright, here's your package, sir. We can't open the box because of our privacy policy, but the package label says model XXXL black. Is that correct, sir? Sir, is that correct? Yes. Great, it was paid for online, so you're free to go. Thank you for shopping with us. Alright, it's your turn, sir. How can I help you? Sir? Well, what? Oh yeah, sorry, I'm looking for someone. I don't know if she already left or if she hasn't arrived yet. Yes, I can help. What does she look like? Well, average height, about 4 years old, ash blonde. She wears her hair up. Nice figure, I guess. Yeah, big boobs, right? Yeah, it's possible. She's here. She's in the dressing rooms downstairs. I think she's being attended to by one of the other girls. Oh, okay, cool. I just have to give her something. If you want, you can leave it with me and I'll give it to her when she's done. Okay, sounds good. It's just a set of keys. Thank you very much. No problem. Come back anytime. Bye. A few hours later. Lying in bed eating chips. Wow, what an episode. Can't wait for the next season to start. What time is it? It's 11:52 p.m. Ah, wish I could have gone to Jasmine's party. But I wasn't able to, guys, because, I don't know. Like, it literally told me I couldn't go, so it kicked me out of that path. So, if you get the game, which you can get... Dude, just sign up for opiman.com. Literally, go to opiman, just make an account... And it's already there. And then you just hit download. It's there with 16 other games. Literally 16 games for free. Great freaking place. Opiman.com. They are the creators of the Fresh Women series and the Forbidden Fantasy series. So they are reputable and I recommend them. Okay. So yeah, you can pick up this game and play it to your heart's content. You can do every single path and make every single choice and... See what I didn't get to see. Who is it at this time of night? Getting up from the bed. The girls must be wearing headphones and I can't hear it. Better go see who it is. What the hell? There's someone inside the house. Wait, is that... Asmodeus? Grim. Ow. Why? What are you doing here? You said you'd meet us tomorrow, didn't you? There's no time. Something happened. You need to come with me. What? Now? Now. I need you to see something. Holy shit, this is unexpected. Let me tell Lauren and Judy and... No, not them. Only you. What? Why? You'll understand when you see it. You can come back here afterwards. I don't like this. Okay, where are we supposed to go? I don't want to worry them. Just around the corner. You'll only be gone 5 minutes. Okay then. Let's go. Follow me. Okay. He's acting strange. I'd better be careful. Dude, you said 5 minutes and we've been walking for 10 minutes already. Where are we going? We're almost there. It's here. Huh? Here? We're in the middle of nowhere. What am I supposed to... Oh, fuck. Asmodeus? What are you doing, buddy? What does this mean? I thought we were allies. I told you where the grimoire was. I trusted you. What do you want from me? Answer me. You won't answer without my command. Who? He tried to resist, you know. The traitor tried to confront Astaroth. Can you believe it? Who are you? You've been hunting us down, haven't you? The five princes. Lilith is dead. Azazel is dead. Moloch is dead. Moloch isn't dead. Oh, he is. I had to kill him for his failure. However, you had already taken care of him, hadn't you? When I found him, he was little more than a vegetable.
He killed Jasmine's dad?
God, it was sad to see. A fate more cruel than death. But it doesn't matter, because you're doing the right thing, aren't you? You are. I am the dagger of God. I am the last of the chosen. I am Samael.
What? You? You are Samael? You're not my father.
Your father? Ha ha, no, I'm not. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I know you. You work in the clinic.
You...
I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry, Paul, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Paul.
Excellent, please come on in. Yeah, sure, thanks.
You are Miss Berry's therapist. You're Dr. Monroe.
Yes, I am. I've been following you for a very long time, Grim. It was remarkable that you managed to find the temple. When I saw you and Judy there that day, I couldn't believe my eyes. And I was surprised that you could find the grimoire. That was Azazel's mission, but he's dead now. Murdered by his own niece. Kind of pathetic, if you ask me. But, well, you're no longer needed. We have the grimoire. And when Astaroth completes the ritual, the world as we know it will come to an end. You don't have the grimoire. You don't know where it is. Ha ha, yes, we have it. Asmodeus told us, didn't you, old friend?
What?
Why don't you take your glasses off? Show him the fate that awaits those who face us.
What? Asmodeus, what did you do to him?
Ha ha ha! Look at this lame creature. Astaroth destroyed his will. Now he's a walking corpse, an obedient servant, a puppet. The same thing happened to the former Asmodeus. He tried to betray us as well, but no one can stand against Astaroth. The new Asmodeus ended exactly like his predecessor. Poetic, isn't it?
Asmodeus, you have to react. Wake up. You can't let these bastards...
Fuck! This is the end for you, kid. You should have died long ago, you know? Being the son of Charles saved your life. We needed a plan B. You're alive because of me. You should thank me after all. Being the son of Charles? So my father is involved in this. Ha ha ha. Your father. Did you hear that, Asmodeus? This kid you put all your hopes in knows nothing. It was a long time ago. I just graduated from college with a psychology degree when I met Charles, a young police investigator. We used to hang out once in a while. He was quiet, rude, a drunk fool who didn't care about anything but himself. But sometimes he was different. Depending on the day, he was more intelligent, more manipulative, more powerful. It's hard to explain. A clear split personality disorder, I thought. Oh, but I was wrong. It was much more than that. I discovered that the more time he spent being his true self, the more powerful he became. He could make others respect him, follow him, obey him. But every time he returned to his pitiful alter ego, he forgot what he had done and lost that power. So I devised a code to trigger his awakening every time he got lost. 6-1-7-4. That was the trigger. 6-1-7-4. Four. Have you heard that number before, Grim? That is a key that transforms a man into something else. Something greater. Then, my father is one of you? There's a sixth son of Astaroth? That's why he... A sixth son of Astaroth? You're connected to him. A god who can see everything. A god capable of anything. And yet, you're blind. Do you know the story of the grimoire, kid?
The story? The demon lord whose power was sealed in a book, whose soul has been wandering for centuries from body to body, lifetime after lifetime, looking for what was stolen from him.
Those are just legends.
Legends? How many more things do you have to see to make you understand how big this is? Do you think Magnus lived 200 years by chance? There are things in this world bigger than what we're able to understand, Grim. What the hell does this have to do with... Have you ever wondered why you have this obsession with us? What? Any other guy in your situation would have dropped out a long time ago. He would have only... Excuse me. He would only have worried about flirting, getting laid, and playing video games. But you didn't. Here you are, chasing us around the globe, continuing with your mission tirelessly, dragging your sisters and your loved ones down with you. What draws you to Astaroth? To the Grimoire? Is it money? Is it fame? Or is it something else you haven't even noticed? Astaroth, is that you? Astaroth? I knew you'd come. Okay, we need to get out of here. Oh, I can't. I've been exposed to the non-purified agents of the AAR down here, and my genotype is not compatible, so I'm already dead. Compatible? My men breathed too much AAR gas while they were in Lilith's lab, and they're dead too. Don't even think of going back. Have you ever lost track of time without remembering what you did? Have you ever had strange nightmares? Visions of demons? I slept 24 hours? Don't traumatize. It's not the first time you've done this. Last Sunday you overslept too. Fuck! Get away from me! Have you ever heard voices in your head? Whispers of ancient languages? Have you seen things that you shouldn't be able to see? Have you ever had thoughts that didn't seem like yours? Have you ever felt a power coming from within? Your eyes. Yes, you have power in your eyes. Just like him. No, 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 please, stop! Stop, 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 stop! Stop! The visions, the demons, the power. All of that is real, Grim. Police! Come out, you fucking cultists, now! All of that is your father's inheritance. A divine gift you're too stupid to appreciate. Fucking hell. Hmm? So no, Grim. Your father is not a son of Astaroth. 6174? Your father is Astaroth. It hasn't been easy, you know. Astaroth himself asked me to help him get rid of his mortal part. He chose me. Every time Charles shifted personalities, he forgot the memories of Astaroth. He still thought he was a fucking detective. Two different people, but at the same time, only one. And to complicate things further, he had a child. A fucking baby boy who received a small fragment of the soul of Astaroth. You. What the fuck are you talking about? I have the soul of a demon inside me? A tiny fragment of it. Only Azazel and I knew about Charles' identity. He wanted to kill you, but I stopped him. Charles didn't give a fuck about his family either way, so that wouldn't be a problem. I thought you could be useful, but not anymore. When you die, your soul will go back to him. And with the Grimoire, the soul of Astaroth will be complete once more. Speechless? Well, it doesn't matter. We've been talking for long enough. No, no, please! You're pathetic. You're not worthy of being your father's son. You lose, kid. Just as it was meant to be. Astaroth will rule over all things. And all who dare to confront us will die. Give my regards to Azazel in hell, will you? Is this how I die? I don't want to die. Esse, es Deus!
What the hell? What? It's impossible! Yeah, you! What did you do?
What?
Oh, you did this! No one can break the possession of Astral Thought his own! You will regret this! Astroth will make you pay! Astroth will...
Oh my fucking god! Asmodeus? Are you okay? Asmodeus! Asmodeus! Grim! Yes, I'm here! Listen to me, and listen carefully. I don't have much time left. Are you hurt? I'll call an ambulance. No, my body is fine. It's my mind that's dying. We should go to... Listen! Astaroth destroyed my mind. I'm having trouble just staying conscious. So please, listen to me. Samael is dead. Azazel is dead. Lilith is dead. Moloch is dead. I'm the last son of Astaroth. I know I haven't been a good man. I've done horrible things. Shit, I even thought about using you and then leaving you stranded. I didn't even want to do the right thing. This is not a redemption. I just wanted Astaroth to lose. But I won't be able to finish what I started. I need you to end this, Grim. I know you can. I need you to be able to finish this.
What should I do?
Astaroth will perform the ritual within a week. At midnight, on the 27th day, he will be at these coordinates with a grimoire. If you don't go, or if you can't stop the ritual, it will be over. I know he's your father, but you have to kill him. I'll go, Asmodeus. I'll end this. I promise you. I know you will. Do you remember that promise I made you on the phone? Yes, don't worry about it. I'll keep my word. If you succeed and you come out alive, there will be a plane waiting for you on the 29th day. I'll be at the St. Anthony Airstrip near Dovedale. You'll find money in the plane. You won't be rich, but there's enough to start a new life. When Samael's men find out he's dead, they'll go after you. Power. Money. There are many people interested in these things. More than you can imagine, although they don't even know our goal. So you need to leave the country. For some time, at least. Alone? I know the pilot. He's an old friend of mine. He'll do me this favor, but he'll only allow two passengers. Just two passengers? Oh, wow. You can choose one girl or leave no one behind. Woo! This seems like a good place to stop it, guys. Seems like we're very close to the end of the game. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with another slice of Once in a Lifetime. It's still September, and we still got a lot more to go. Stay tuned for Eternum coming at ya next.